Climate System Feedback and Interaction 1. Chapter 1. Climate System Feedback. Climate systems have feedbacks that amplify the temperature increase, such as the water vapor temperature feedback, positive feedback. Conversely, there are also feedbacks that tend to weaken the temperature increase, negative feedback. Number 1. Negative feedback and positive feedback. Some feedbacks reinforce the initial change, positive feedback, as shown in the figure, while some weaken the initial changes, negative feedback. The Earth's climate system has both positive and negative feedbacks. All feedback mechanisms work simultaneously, but with a different timescale. Some feedbacks occur instantaneously, while others take place over thousands of years. Sometimes, it is unclear whether the two variables are positively or negatively correlated. Let's look at a case where the atmosphere slowly warms up as an example of positive feedback in the climate system. As the temperature increases, the amount of water vapor that the atmosphere can contain might increase, which would increase the surface evaporation and water vapor in the atmosphere. The temperature will be further increased by the greenhouse effect. Another positive feedback is the case in which the atmosphere has been cooled over hundreds or thousands of years. In this case, high latitude is covered with snow and ice. Snow and ice reflect the light, which eventually reduces the solar radiation and cools the atmosphere. This figure shows global energy balance. The climate of the Earth is maintained through a complex balance between the energy transfer processes. The increase in carbon dioxide primarily affects changes in the energy balance associated with the greenhouse gas, which in turn leads to secondary changes in the energy balance. For example, the increase in energy reaching the surface, back radiation, induces a change in the surface, such as sea ice decrease or vegetation increase, which affect the energy balance. A better understanding of these feedback mechanisms is necessary to predict the future climate change more accurately.